Lobster Network.
It is 6:56. You're listening to 100.5 FM. Good morning. I'm Ray Richardson. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it very much. So I realize this is not America, but you know it's coming here. We're seeing it in places already. One of the states have passed a law that if you misgender someone, that you can be prosecuted for it criminally. Author J.K. Rowling, who's residing in Scotland right now, recently tested new law they've passed. Scotland's new Hate Crime and Public Order Act was activated on April 1st. The text of the bill, originally introduced years before, warns against acts that stir up hatred against a group of persons of certain protected characteristics, including age, disability, religion, or in the case of social or cultural group, perceived religious affiliation, sexual orientation, transgender identity, and variations in sex characteristics. The maximum penalty is a 7-year sentence. Rowling, who lives in Scotland's capital of Edinburgh, began an April Fool's Day social media thread by listing multiple biologically male criminals who claimed to be transgender just prior to being sentenced for various horrific crimes, expressing mock relief that their avowed gender identities were being respected. She then switched her rhetoric and declared, "Only kidding." Obviously, the people mentioned in the above tweets aren't all women, but men, every last one of them. After slamming Scotland's new hate speech bill directly, Rowling declared, "If what I've written here qualifies as an offense under the terms of the new act, I look forward to being arrested when I return to the birthplace of the Scottish Enlightenment." The BBC reported on Tuesday afternoon that social media comments made by J.K. Rowling challenging Scotland's new hate crime are not being treated as criminal, Police Scotland has said. Rowling hailed the decision, declaring, "I hope every woman in Scotland who wishes to speak up for the reality and importance of biological sex will be reassured by this announcement, and I trust that all women, irrespective of profile or financial means, will be treated equally under the law." Not a single person in the Maine legislature campaigned on the idea that Maine would become an abortion and transgender sanctuary for the rest of the states. Not a single person campaigned on the idea that a minor child could undergo gender-altering care. Let me say it again. Gender-altering care for minor children. Children aren't allowed to enter into contracts. As one of my buddies pointed out to me yesterday, who was also a lawyer, that if a minor were to go over to Roe Ford and desire to buy a car, they could not enter into the buyer's agreement or the lease agreement because as a minor, they're not allowed to do so. We know that minors aren't allowed to get ears pierced without parents' approval. They can't get a tattoo. They can't go to suntanning beds. But minors in the state of Maine can have an abortion without parental consent or knowledge, and they can alter their gender without parental consent or knowledge. In other words, they cannot take a drink, but they can cut their penis off.
WLOB Portland, WLOBradio.com, and 100.5 WLOB.